Blog Talk Radio.
We shall overcome.
The melody blends as we join hands with faith and God above. Dr. Martin Luther King now tells us of this song.
No lie can live forever. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. Sometimes we've had tears in our eyes when we joined together to sing it, but we still decided to sing it. We shall overcome. No lie can live forever. We shall overcome. Oh, before this victory is won, some will have to get thrown in jail some more, but we shall overcome. Before the victory is won, some of us will lose jobs, but we shall overcome. We shall overcome. No lie can live forever. We shall overcome. Before the victory's won, even some will have to face physical death. Physical death is the price that some must pay to free their children from a permanent psychological death. Then nothing shall be more redemptive. We shall overcome. No lie can live forever. We shall overcome. Before the victory's won, some will be misunderstood and called bad names and dismissed. Rabble-rousers and agitators, but we shall overcome. And I tell you why. We shall overcome because the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice. We shall overcome. We shall overcome because Carlyle is right. No lie can live forever. We shall overcome because William Fuller Bryant is right. Truth crushed to earth will rise again. We shall overcome because James Russell Lowell is right. Truth forever on the scaffold, wrong forever on the throne. Yet that scaffold sways the future. Behind the dim unknown standeth God within the shadow, keeping watch above his own. We shall overcome because the Bible is right. You shall reap what you sow. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome.
Year.
So that's what we're doing. So tonight we will be talking about that. Like I said, the topic is still fight for freedom. We're exploring to see if we are free as a people. Is there a need to fight? Or should we accept our current condition as our ancestors' greatest achievement? You know, is this what they were looking for? This is the so-called freedom that they had in mind. What we, I think, sometimes the masses of the people perceive us as being free right now. We would like to honor our ancestors right now, take out a little time to honor some of our ancestors. And we would like to start out this program by acknowledging the Creator and the ancestors. We would like to honor them with our libations. We pour out our libations for our ancestors. And we say, I say to Harriet Tubman, I say to Nat Turner for what he did, stood up and fought back when he didn't even know where he was, but he was a man. We say, I say to Harriet Tubman, our female revolutionary that led the brothers and sisters out of bondage. We say, I say to Rosa Parks, who just said, no, I'm not giving up my seat. I have a right to sit right here where I'm at. And that's courage in itself. So we honor all our ancestors. We say, I say to Martha Garvey, yes, 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 for showing us what we can have in the early 1900s. We say, I say to our brothers and sisters in Black Wall Street, who suffered the Holocaust in 1921, but showed us, the ancestors, what we can be of from slavery, all the conditioning and beatdowns, and then they grew to be the richest people in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and throughout the world. So we say, I say to Honorable Elijah Muhammad, who also stood up, and some of the knowledge that he taught and brought back is kept free the minds of the brothers and sisters right now. We say, I say to Martin Luther King, his views of nonviolence, we say, I say, because the brother walked out there in the streets and he lost his life, gave up his life and blood to be a voice for the people. We say, I say to Dr. Khalid Muhammad, another freedom fighter who was bold in his measures. We say, I say to Stokely Carmichael, to Fred Hampton, to Bobby Hutton, the little youth in the new Black Panther Party who stood up at 17 years old to lose his life behind what he believed. To Huey Newton, we say, I say, the founder of the Black Panther Party. Fannie Lou Mae Hamer, our activist, we say, I say, King Hannibal and our Queen Nzinga. Yes, we say, I say to all those ancestors who put it on the line for us to be free. So tonight, like we said, we're going to explore and look at at some of the reasons and to see if we should be continuing with fighting for freedom. We will look at the past atrocities that happened to our ancestors, and we will see if there's still a need to fight on behalf of freedom. First, we must address the question, what is freedom and what isn't? And if any time anybody wants to jump in, you can please just jump in any time. Press 1 on your phone. We get you right in there. We don't mind. I say, so we look at the question, like I said, what is freedom and what it isn't? Freedom, to me, first starts in the mind. If your mind isn't free, you can't practice your choice of nothing. You can't practice your choice of spirituality, your language, your culture. So we have to look at the masses to see if we are free as a people. And we dissect our behavior as a race, as a nation of people. We will see that we still suffer in all aspects of life. Yes, we suffer everywhere. You know, as a people, you know, we say we're free. But as a race of people, the Black nations, what do we have to show that we're free? What have we built to show that we are free people? Sometimes we live the illusion of a lot of things. So that's what we're going to do tonight. We're going to explore, is there a need to keep on fighting? All right. So let's explore the past with the present. Let's look and see if we're free. Let's look at the word shackles. When you think of the shackles that our ancestors had to face, what you think of now, when I think of the shackles, I think of jail. And there's a correlation between jail and slavery. Let's see, we were once brought over here and shackled. Now we are housed up in the prison warehouse all over this country, all over America. And like I said, our ancestors served in slavery, and this type of treatment that our ancestors faced in slavery happens still in jail. just in the jail today, brothers are still beaten. Brothers and sisters are raped. Some women come up pregnant in jail. See what I'm saying? And that's the same kind of atrocity that we faced on the plantation. And that's what we're talking about. So we're looking into the, all aspects to see if we're free, if there needs to keep on fighting. And the prison industry, they have to address the guards. They don't address the guards as God. They got to say boss. Yes, boss. No, boss. And also in the prison, they still carry some of the same things that you would find in slavery. They still have the fields where the inmates have to go out and work in the field. Some of the food is atrocious. As you know, a lot of pork-based foods that they have to eat and feed the inmates. A lot of things that they have to eat that affects their they'd be sick. If they ate that stuff the rest of their life, they'd definitely be dead. And a lot of, you know, drugs is a new thing that we didn't have to probably deal with. Our ancestors might have to deal with, but that's something that's introduced in the prison. And when you think about prison, just think how many innocent people that's in prison also. Let's go to the phone lines. We'll be back with that topic. 770-882, you're there.
Yes, yes. Greetings, Brother Drew. Greetings, family. Much peace and love to you. Black power to you, Brother Drew.
Hey,
yes. Mama Pearl here. Yes, listening to you, and I'm going to continue to listen, but when you asked, you know, if anyone had anyone thing to say, I just thought I'd just chime in and echo exactly what you're saying. You know, certainly have to free the dome. That's what freedom is all about. You know, and now the new slavery, like you say, you know, prison, industrial prison, that's what they call it. It's an industrial prison system because it's all about big bucks, chattel slavery. You now are the cattle again. And the worst thing that they regret is our oppressor will regret one thing that he does not want us to do. That's why he spent all of his bloody money on all of distractions, things to keep us distracted. Because he does not want us to free our dome. Because once we realize that we are a spirit trapped, prisoned in the body, that's the only time that we are in prison. Once we realize that we can move our spirit, you know, those of us who are blessed to have that spirit, we can move through our spirit and we can make things happen. You know, and that's metaphysical. And I know, Brother Drew, your son has been teaching you and encouraging you about metaphysical. But everything works together, you know. So I'm just going to listen
right
to you some more, my brother, and say that I love you.
All right. Thank you, Mama Pearl, for calling in and sharing with us.
Yeah, I'm listening. I'll mute myself out.
All right. Thank you. All right. That's what we're talking about, y'all. We encourage everybody to share ideas. And Brother Co-Creator in the chat room said they took the shackles off our feet and they put them on our minds, and that's so true. And if you look at the masses of the people, some of the pictures that I posted on the computer, you see the Black Fridays, the mayhem that our people go through with somebody pushing their buttons and guiding them and directing them. And when all this stuff happens, there's people just checking out your level of growth and they're checking your level of growth and they know how to keep on continuing manipulating you throughout the world. When they see that, hey, we got these people standing outside in lines in the cold, so the shackles is now off the feet of slavery. Now the shackles is on the mind itself. And that's what we're talking about. You know, are we free? Is there a need to keep on fighting? Is this what we want for our children and grandchildren, what we seeing? And we, you know, we have a little freedom to move around, but you know, we don't have to show a pass just to go from here to there anymore like our ancestors did. But what's the bottom line of getting freedom is to have complete control of your destiny. And that's what we say. So are we free? Is there something still to fight for? And just knowing that we don't have complete control of our destiny to make our own rules, we don't have our own language. Hey, a lot of us don't even have our own creator. We don't know who he is. Is it one? We're so confused, and the system has did a great job on confusing a lot of brothers and sisters. So that's why we ask, is there a need to keep on fighting on the behalf of our ancestors? And tonight we shall see that there is. Let's play a song, and I'll be right back, because we're going to use music. We're going to use a little music and everything to help enlighten us in this battle of getting free. And we'll be right back. We're going to play you a quick song and be right back.
Yet our best trained, best educated, best equipped, best prepared troops refuse to fight. Matter of fact, it's safe to say that they would rather switch than fight.
Shall we back with you? You know, one of the reports is out there, there are more black men and women locked up over American than all our ancestors that were served in slavery when they were enslaved. And this type of treatment, that's deep. Just think about that. If there's more people locked up than there was enslaved, man, what they say, that slavery has advanced. And we know know the jail is a part of the slavery system, so that means we have more people enslaved than ever it was before, and that's deep in itself. So you can see today we still have a need to fight, and this problem still exists. Are we still getting physically whipped as well? You know, some of the atrocities that our ancestors had to face with one part was being whipped all the time. And we have to look at that. Are we still being whipped? And if so, how? You know, I consider Oscar Grant being shot and killed and shot in the back of the head and people turn a deaf eye and say this and that. I consider that a physical whipping. I just think it is. And it's just recent, on the 4th of February, we had a young man, I don't know if a lot of people seen it, but it's circulating on Facebook. I think it's Ramarley. It's an 18-year-old out of New York. He was just shot and killed in his own home, and you could see where they had a surveillance camera on his house, and you could just see the police actually not kicking in the door coming because they had a warrant or a search warrant, but they actually just was breaking in his house to get him. They actually were kicking the door. They weren't even looking at the door, kicking with their back foot. It's just whatever they wanted to do, and it's just not righteous policing. I don't know if there's such a thing as righteous policing, but so we still getting whipped, and this whipping coming in form of a hand whip is coming in form of a bullet now, a bullet, a chokehold, and all other types of what they got to do with electric whip now, the taser gun. Oh, yeah, can't forget about that whip. Yeah, so are we still being whipped as, so is there a need? That's all it's about. Is it a need? Are we free is what we're trying to see. Are we free as a people? Because a lot of people think we are. We have a dark president, so that gives a perception of freedom, of achievement. And then you have to ask yourself, when you know about metaphysics, know about DNA, then you ask yourself, do you actually have a black president? That's another topic. So, like I said, with the recent shooting of that brother just on the 4th, we need to see, are we still being whipped? We asked you about the brothers in Miami who was shot 100 times. Hey, I think slavery didn't advance, and it didn't advance slavery. You know, we used to get a whipping and go on, but now we don't get a chance to go on. Now we die. And now they're shooting with the intent to kill. It's not even the intent to wound, to harm, or maim. Now we're getting people being shot all over the country with 50 shots, 100 shots, 30 shots. And, hey, you know, I mean, now not only that, in Fort Worth, Texas, brother shot while his kids was, while the police put the gun in the window while his kids was in the back seat, little girl, and shot the dad 12 times point blank. That's the type of madness that our ancestors had to face, just straight-up racist killings. So that's what this program is about. We just exploring. Are we free? Everybody celebrates like we're free. Everybody forgets about the pain of the ancestor, but actually, you know, if you're not careful, what the ancestors went through is right at your door. You just hadn't recognized it, that the form is coming in. So these atrocities that our females had to face, do they still go on? You know, our females were used to be raped at random, you know, child, some males too. So do we still have that type of stuff going on? So we got, right now we have our females have to sell themselves out to the system. It's the same thing, you know, housing. The slave master housed our ancestors, and they fed our ancestors. That was the only thing you got from the slave master was housing. And food, that sounds like the Department of Housing, the Department of Food stamp, don't it? Government sisters. So a lot of sisters are being manipulated to push the black male aside through these departments. And a lot of y'all know what I mean. You know, if you're on a housing, if you're in a housing program, a male can't be in your household. That's what they say. So, and they're pushing the black male out. And our black males always been pushed out. A lot of people want to know why we don't have a lot of black males in the black family, because that's that same mindset exists. The black male was always used to breed with the female, but not make no bond with her. He was used to breed and go on about his business, and to breed and go get shit and that. They would bring him and nothing. It was sex was just a business. And it wasn't even personal. They didn't have to know the female or none of that. So right now they use the same, these departments, different government departments to push the black male out of the picture. And that's why you have a lot of, back then, you know, you have a family and they would break that family apart. And we today are still broken apart as family. you know, we had the freedom to network and talk to anybody we want to, but we still have that mentality inside of us to split up, to go our separate ways. Nobody can get along, and that's bred in you. That's bred in you. It's going to take some conditioning to get it out. And that's why we're exploring this topic. Are we free? Is there still a need to fight? And if I just have to think about our ancestors, you know, you think about your ancestors, what would they want from us? What is it would they want? The brothers and sisters who were changed up on them long slave ship rides, what is it would they want? If I was I have to try to put myself in that mindset, and I'd be wanting freedom. I'd be wanting land of my own again, my own language, and I would be right the right to practice my own destiny. I think that's what they would want from us. They would want us to have our own again. So you're not truly free. Would they be so forgiving that some of these brothers say we have to do, forgive the oppressor for all the atrocities? Can we forgive the oppressor? That's a question in itself. And I know one thing, you know, I think about this a lot, just sitting down to myself. They say they're good white people, they're bad black people, and they, you know, it's a little this, little that. But I'll say this, there's not too many black people who benefited from slavery that's multi-rich and could help others. So if there's some good white people that benefited, still have this old blood money, why don't you pass it? If you're really a good white person, if you're really good, you would take a black family and put them in a position where they never have to work again and can build and help others. If that's really good, but you said, you know, that's what we hear a lot. We hear that there's good white people. Well, what you doing? Do you still have old blood money? If you still holding on to old slave blood money, no, but if you made your own money, that's another story. But if you're still benefiting from blood money, that cotton field money, then I wonder if they're good white people or not. So that's just a thought. You know, I don't know how you feel about it. That's just Brother Drew S. That's my thought. All right, where we at? We were talking about how brothers and sisters have to abandon, you know, that practice still is present. I ask you that question. Do we still need to fight? Let's look at how we work as a people. How we work still, you know, back then they had to work in the fields. Do we still work in the fields? We don't own too many businesses, so do we still work for somebody else? At their mercy. And that's true, too. Man, the masses go to work on a daily basis. And at the end of the hard week of pay, after you pay all your bills and do all you have to do, and you look what's in your hand and you see nothing, well, what's the difference than picking cotton? And at the end of the work week, you still had nothing. That's what I'm saying. We got to look at the correlation between slavery. If we're going to ever advance, we got to know something's still going on, that we're not free. First, you got to find out we're not truly free. We just have room to move around. Freedom comes when you can practice your own destiny, and your own language, your own land. That's freedom. Everything else, we're still inside of a cocoon of slavery. It's a cocoon of slavery. And I used to say I never could be a slave, but somewhat I am still a slave also. In my mind, I have found some freedom. In my mind, I found some freedom, but physically, I'm still trapped in a slave mentality world. There's a lot of laws being created to guide and make rules. You can't hardly talk anymore. Pretty soon, you ain't going to be able to talk no more. Pretty soon, temporary right to vote will be taken also, because you have a temporary right to vote. You don't have a complete right to vote, and they can take that back any time. Brother co-creator says some think they are free because they can buy iPod or trinkets. Yes, and that shows you just how manipulated you are, because every every month they come out with a new trinket. You know, about the iPod 1, iPod 2, iPod 3, PlayStation, Xbox, it never stops. It's just a continual marketing of products to keep you enslaved. And that's something in itself. As you buy all these products, you finance your own war. Yeah, you finance your own war. So think about it. A lot of brothers and sisters run out to buy the $200 tennis shoes of the Jordan, Nike tennis shoe. Nike took the factories out of USA. Don't even care if you work or not. Took them to a third world country where they can get them made cheaper, and you can buy more expensive. So you finance your own demise when you participate in that type of stuff. When you buy from companies who don't even care to be in your country, then you are financing your own war, your own destruction. And that's what we're saying. Let me get some water. I'm going to play this song from Ethiopia. This is a song out of Ethiopia. I'm going to play this in honor of our ancestors in the country. Broadcast today. Got it scheduled for an hour and a half, probably cut it down to an hour. But tomorrow we'll be on also, and the program will be hosted by Mama Pearl, and we'll be talking about going over some things, the illusions of a lot of things. Yeah, everything is pretty much an illusion, but tomorrow she'll be hosting the program tomorrow. We talked today, and we talked about having a Black Nation Task Force homeschool, and we'll be talking a little about that tomorrow and what we're doing in our efforts to make sure that comes true. And we talking about, you know, everything we bring up, we trying to make it manifest itself. One thing, that's what, you know, your word has to be bond. If your word is bond, people believe what you say, and people will won't mind helping you in your word, because a lot of times we hear a lot of people say this and a lot of people say that, but they never bring it forth to manifest it. And so that's what we do as Black Nation Task Force members. We are workers. We're not talkers, and that's what this program is all about. People that will go out in the streets and work and get things done. And, you know, within 1 year, we've already did a lot of things. I got a lot of things coming just this year. The Black Nation Task Force newspaper, the Black Nation Task Force Charter School will be coming this year. We're working on that program. We got the Black Nation Task Force Wall Street Investment Club. We done helped a lot of people, the Sapelo Island, the Geechee Nation. We just, that's what I'm saying, it all started with them, and just wanted to help our brothers and sisters out, and we done took on the task of doing a lot of other things. We got some brothers and sisters want us to help them on some other cases up in Detroit. We got a lot of things to do, and all we have to do is be surrounded around people who want to get the job done, not talkers, but task workers, and that's what this is why we call it the Black Nation Task Force. It consists of different, we don't care about your denomination, your spirituality. The only thing we care about, you want to work, and you represent the black race. And that's what we're looking for, brothers and sisters who want to help to free ourselves. That's why we're doing this program. We want to be free. We want the right to practice our own destiny. And you can never have that right unless you have some of your own black land. That's another one of our things. We've got a land project going, too, and that'll be coming into a manifestation this year. We're not going to be doing too much talking. We're going to show you some action. And that's what this program is all about. So tonight we're just exploring the topic, are we free, or do we still need to be fighting? Because a lot of brothers and sisters gave up the fight. A lot of brothers and sisters don't even know it is a fight. And that's why we're here today, to just discuss. We just don't want to be redundant just talking about our ancestors that was enslaved, but it's got to be a lesson, and it's got to be a solution. And the solution is we need to control our own destiny. We got to have our own land. We need to get sovereign. We need to be have our own country, our own post office, our own defense team. And that's when we are truly free to practice our own self-determination. So that's what we're talking about. So everybody join us tomorrow tonight also. I'm just making an announcement for, I don't want to forget, 8 p.m. Central. We'll be on with Mama Pearl, our spokesman for the task force. She'll be on teaching a course on the illusions. And we also will go over the homeschool. We'll have some more people join us tomorrow and talk about this homeschool charter that we're trying to get off. If you want to see your child free, hey, you want to be free, you need to join us tomorrow, because the number one thing that people destroy is not the body, it's the mind. If they direct your mind from a childhood, they pretty much got you. They, you know, by grace, a lot of us are able to talk today, because those people had trained us which way to go, told us who Jesus was, told us who this was, told us we were descended from apes, and somehow the Creator let us break the shackles of all that destruction. So we are thankful for that. But now that we know this, we can break the shackles where our children never have to be enslaved, because that's where these first enslavement starts in your mind. That's why the brothers and sisters came over here. They told them, what's your name? And they told them their name. They said, no, that's not your name no more. And so they took everything that you knew, your language, your God, your culture, and they took it all, and you don't have it all. You don't have none of it. So that's why, do we need to still fight, or do we accept this culture? Do we accept this God that they accept as God, this culture, this language that's on the language we know so far? Well, many of us might know some different language, and we say black power on that if you do. But that's what we have in this program. Are we free? Is there still a need to be fighting? Let's talk about racism. Is racism still prevalent today, the same type of racism our ancestors faced back then? Let's look at it. Well, they still hanging people today. They hung people back then, and they still hanging today. We had our young brother Frederick Jermaine Carter, who was hung in Mississippi a year and a half ago, and we had several other ones. James Craig Anderson, beaten by 8 white teens in Mississippi last year, and he was run over in a pickup truck. So we're looking at, is that the same mindset? Is the same racism exist that existed when our ancestors were enslaved? And I say yes. James Byrd Jr., who was dragged in Jasper, Texas by some racists. Brandon McCullum, dragged in Paris, Texas, just a couple years ago by some racists. Teresa Alwan, 25-year-old sister out of Beaumont, Texas, dragged a year and a half ago, tied behind a pickup, beaten, raped by some racists. Anthony Hill, South Carolina, shot in his house, tied up, dragged behind a pickup, left his body in front of a black school 13 miles down the street, tore up. So we ask you, does racism still exist? But we got a lot of business say, hey, we free. So I ask you, what kind of freedom is that? And that's all we're doing. We're just exploring. Are we free?
We're back with you. So
And we ask the question, is there a need to keep fighting? Do we allow our ancestors' pain and struggles to go? Do we need to let our ancestors' pain and struggles to just go? That's a question. Do we just let that go? That's old. Is that old news? If that was then, if this is now, you know, we got a lot of people say that. We got brothers and sisters who say that, hey, that was then and this is now. We all free. We all can move on. This a better world. Is it a better world? With all the schools closing around here, the government threatened shutdowns every 3 months, that there, you know, there's a budget crisis. Is this a better world? That's the question. So that's what we're talking about. Because a lot of brothers perceive, because they see a lot of movie stars, they see a lot of sports figures, they consider that we made it. That's just a handful of people, y'all, in a world of millions. You know what I mean? That's just a handful of people in a world of millions. And haven't we been reduced to just sports and movies as our greatness? If that's our greatness, just sports and movies, are we the people who built the pyramids, or was that somebody else? You know, we say it all the time. Hey, we built the pyramids. We're the great creators. We're the kings and queens. Well, it's time to show yourself, king and queen. It's time to show yourself at this Babylon system, get ready to fall. We're going to need some kings and queens to show our brothers and sisters how to control their own destiny, because that's what time we're living in. Hey, it's time for us to rise as a people. In order to rise as a people, you got to eliminate all the mistakes, the way we fail. All other great countries fail. There's a lot of people, you know, if blacks rule in a lot of countries to fail, if you got to look at why all these countries fail. Why did they fall? If they were so great. That's a thought. That's just a true thought. So we're coming back into the time where we're going to control our own destiny. That's true freedom. Controlling your own destiny is true freedom. That's the most, I believe that would be the most, the best thing you could ever do to honor your ancestors, is get control of your destiny again. Hey, look at here. I create things now. Now look here. We truly have our own land now. A lot of people want to repatriate. I don't, you know, that might be good too, but see, I still think you run into a land that's still under the same type of dictatorship, just in a different form. You'll never be true till you're just truly free, that you say, I control this land, and it's black land. It's my land, and it's black land. I'm not being racist in no type of way when I say that. You know, we just need our own. We had our own. We want our own again. That's all it is. We want our own again. And if there's something wrong with that, then there's something wrong with me. Because that's what I fight for, to have our own again. And that's all I want to see. I don't know if I'll see it in this lifetime, but freedom shall come. Yeah, control of our own destiny shall come again. And that's all we struggle. That's the only way I can know to honor my ancestors, is to control my own destiny. They were free before they were enslaved. They must be free again through us, through our children, through our grandchildren, because they still live through us. They still, the memory is still there because of us, the brothers and sisters who won't let it go away. Yes, we keep them alive. We keep them alive through us. Let's see, we've got Dr. Martin Luther King. He said, we shall overcome. And that's one thing I can take from that speech. It's true. We shall overcome.
We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. Though I join hands so often with students and others behind jail bars singing it, we shall overcome. Sometimes we've had tears in our eyes when we joined together to sing it, but we still decided to sing it. We shall overcome. No, before this victory is won, some will have to get thrown in jail some more, but we shall overcome. Don't worry about us. Before the victory is won, some of us will lose jobs, but we shall overcome. Before the victory is won, even some will have to face physical death. But if physical death is the price that some must pay to free their children from a permanent psychological death, then nothing shall be more redemptive. We shall overcome. Before the victory is won, some will be misunderstood and called bad names and dismissed as rabble-rousers and agitators. But we shall overcome. And I tell you why. We shall overcome because the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice. We shall overcome because Carlyle is right. No lie can live forever. We shall overcome because William Cullen Bryant is right. Truth crushed to earth will rise again. We shall overcome because James Russell Lowell is right. Truth forever on the scaffold, wrong forever on the throne. Yet that scaffold sways the future. Behind the dim unknown standeth God within the shadow, keeping watch above his own. We shall overcome because the Bible is right. You shall reap what you sow. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. And with this faith, we will go out and adjourn the councils of despair and bring new light into the dark chambers of pessimism. And we will be able to rise from the fatigue of despair to the buoyancy of hope. And this will be a great America. We will be the participants in making it so. And so as I leave you this evening, I say, walk together, children. Don't you get weary. There's a great camp meeting in the comments.
Yes, yes, yes. We've got a great comment coming out of the chat room. Co-creator said, by controlling our own destiny, ensures that we'll have a future, that we will have a future by providing a free body to reincarnate to earth again. And I believe that wholeheartedly. That your life, you know, we have a lot of brothers that believe a lot of different things. That's your belief, and that's your right. And I do share that belief right there. What you do in this life is going to affect your next life. And if you ain't free in this life and you ain't fought to get no freedom in life, then you might come back into a body that's still just as dumbfounded as it was when you left. And by you trying to make sure that your children get free and your grandchildren get free, and hopefully, you know, for the ones who believe in reincarnating to earth, you'll be coming back through one of the lineages of your heritage, and we'll be free because of the training and what they've done. And to control their own destiny. And I do truly believe that. And there's even some scriptures that you can that speaks on that also. So that's what we're talking about. That's what we're doing this program. We got about 12 more minutes to go. Definitely got a couple more songs I want to play before we get out. And anybody, if you want to chime in, you got about 12 minutes to join us. Just press 1 on the phone. You can have a few comments about, is the fight over? Just tell us what you think. Is the fight over? Do we still struggle? Is there a need to still struggle? Well, I say yes. Some say no. Hey, we're just asking a question. And like I said, we're down to our last 12 minutes. We're going to play another song. And then we'll open the lines and close it. All right, let's see. Which one we're going to play? We're going to play We Will. No, let's play We Want Some Freedom.
I got
We got some people just logging in. About to come down to our last 2 minutes. We're going to do an hour program tonight, so we got about maybe 3-4 minutes, but we will tell you what we were talking about. We was talking about, is the fight over? Do we have a need to continue fighting on behalf of our ancestors? Or are we free? What is freedom? Is this freedom what we see? Is this what we've been reduced down to be serviced the rest of our life? So this is what the program was about. You know, and honoring Black History Year, not month, because our history will never stop. Our history was here, and it will be here when there's no one else on earth. The Black man history will still be around. So it's always, we're in our 38th day of Black History Year. That's what it is right now, 38 days of Black History Year. Yes, yes, yes. So that's what we're talking about. We honor our ancestors by keeping their struggle alive. You know, they didn't want to, they didn't ask to be enslaved. They didn't ask to be raped and mangled and beat down and hung and all that. They didn't ask for that. And since others got rich off our ancestors' back, and it's just right that we continue to struggle to make sure justice is served for those type of atrocities. And that's what this program is about. We want to control our own destiny. You know, when we have a program, we always want a solution. The solution is take control of your destiny. Take control of your child's life and the education that's coming into them. That's another way. We weren't allowed to read. We knew how to read and write. And when our ancestors were enslaved, they built the great pyramids and everything else. So that shows that some of the brothers and sisters that came over here knew how to read and write, but the rule was that you could not read and write. You weren't allowed to read and write. So now that we can read and write, we must go a step beyond that. And tomorrow we'll be doing a program about our education and about to get a charter school started. We had a conference call today. Got some brothers and sisters taking up that task for us to help us get the charter school started, where we have our own, where we can teach our own children to write correct the way. Because like Brother Creator said in the chat room, he said if we're going to reincarnate, he want to reincarnate back into some free thinking minds. You don't want to come back into the same dead thinking that's on earth. So it's up to us to make sure that doesn't happen. So it's up to us to make sure the right lessons start being taught in our schools, in our children, in our babies. For the ones getting online late, you can also go check this program out, you know, from the beginning under the Black Nation Task Force Radio. And, you know, it's just going to be an hour program if you want to hear the beginning of it. But that's what we're talking about. Is there a need to keep fighting? What we see is this is it. Are we destined to be service? Are we destined to be free? And Brother Drew X and a lot of others, we choose freedom. And we choose to put our time and our action and our money where our mouth is to make sure that we are trying to be free. We're not, you know, this is a Black Nation Task Force Radio. Individuals from all different walks of life joining forces together to find freedom, to be free. It's just not a word. It's just not a task. I mean, it's just not talk. We got to take on the task of doing it. So to all my brothers and sisters, we thank y'all for coming out, liberating yourselves, that way you can help and go liberate others. And I think, you know, it's not easy doing all the radio programs. We do a lot of talking all through the week. I'm on a lot of shows and this and that, but it's important. That it's important that we do speak up for our ancestors. It's important if you want to be free that you better keep on fighting. And that's what I say. And the solution of freedom is controlling your own destiny. Education, where we were educated, we have to re-educate. A lot of schools failing. That's for a reason. That's for you to come in power and be able to do it for yourself. And we're going to end with this song. We thank everybody for coming out. This song is our sisters as they sing and say, we will not bow down.
We will not bow down to racism. We will not bow down to injustice.
leave you in jeopardy. Yo, set me free, don't hinder me, let me be.